Blog Talk Radio.
Burn. 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 Bur
to come home. Put it on silent, then she gotta come on. Head gon' come on.
Yeah. Let's go, Jay.
And who the hell said they were cheaper the key? Cause if you ain't getting money when you call, you get the. She can't pick up the phone. Your broke dad can leave a message. And my guess is if she never called, well, you get the message. You like what? You can't call nobody. I've been trying to find you like Waldo shouted. She said she bought a paper. If it's there, she gon' get it. When the money gone, she gon' be the fuck gone with it. Hey, I mean, come on. She love Louis Vuitton. Yorkie in a speedy bag that she named Malone. Hair stay dead like she live in a salon. Her and money go hand in hand. Yeah, like a baton. I swear on a stack of holy Bibles and Qurans. We could be the dream team, baby, Kobe and LeBron. If you go, I never do the bronze. Cause if you could have Beyonce, would you take the lounge?
Women on
the
train with the makeup. Yeah.
Always shopping in Paris, so I speak a little French. Wee wee, raggedy, time for you to hit the bench.
I told him, keep, if I should die, before I wait, I pray the Lord, I told him. No more endo, gin and juice. I'm on my way to Chino, rolling on the Grey Goose, shackled from head to toe. 25 with a Izzel with nowhere to gizzo. I know them niggas from the other side recognize my face, cause it's the OG Eagle double G LBC. Mad dogging nigga, cause I don't care. Red jumpsuit with two braids in my hair. Niggas stare as I enter the center. They send me to a level 3 yard, that's where I stay. Late night I hear toothbrushes scraping on the floor. Niggas getting they shanked, just in case the war pops off. Cause you can't tell what's next. My little homie baby boo took a pencil in his neck, and he probably won't make it to C-22. I put that on my mama, I'ma ride for you baby boo.
Some Care Bears, I'm soaking on my tear gas. My molly look like real glass. Fuck feelings, I feel cash. I tuck ceilings and peel pasture. Plastic cars and steel ratchets. Burning cunts, real castles. Double M, real bastards. Body count, real caskets. Pimping on the Cleopatra. Just money, me and matches. AK, weedin' ashes. MIA, me in action. Don't turn this into a reenactment. I'm just trying to be a real rapper. Still slide and see about you. Try fucking with me and my shit. Now nah, that's that Vietnam shit. Fuck that BMI shit. I got me a Kia Macho. Plus that Beamadachi. Arrivederci. Ain't no pleading mercy. Just Lambo fleeing mercy. Break bitches, pee in purses. Fuck hoes and they reimburse me.
Niggas buying pussy. Niggas buying pussy. Niggas buying pussy. Niggas buying pussy. I only fuck with niggas in them Lambos. I only fuck with niggas in them Lambos. Those go up, hoes going ham. Those go up, hoes going ham. Niggas buying pussy, niggas buying pussy. Niggas buying pussy, niggas buying pussy.
Peace to the gods. What up, what up, what up? What's going on? Yo, my voice ain't really recovered. But I'm here. It's going to be a short show. I normally don't even get on right after a seminar. But, you know, I felt like getting on hollering in the whole nine. So since I'm only going to be on an hour, immediately I want to come in and talk to the people. So I'm going to open up the call line and see what's going on. I'm going to 510-812. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What up, God? How are you?
Man, I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great. You feel?
That's my words.
I know it's yours, man. Hey, man, that's I'm following. Like you say, if you got to emulate motherfuckers that's doing what you want to do.
Yeah, you got to emulate to be great.
Yep. Hey, you know what I was thinking about the other day? You know how a few times you didn't touch on making, you know, like social media, like IG and stuff like that, and like some people may take it the wrong way or whatever.
Right.
I thought it was funny because, like, to me, because I'm in my late 20s, but like my favorite post of yours is when you when you breaking down like the word African and you got the books in the background. To me, that's my favorite post. And it's like, wow. It's like people, like when we're closer to where we should be, like mentally, we like, it's not about, yeah, obviously the other stuff is cool too, but it's like the fact that we're confused on to have, when you have that, all like people that have the ability to have their own library, 9 times out of 10 they can buy whatever car they want. You know?
Exactly.
But people don't even look at it like that. They look at it like, oh, I want like a car, I got, but it's like, what are you gonna do to get it? Like
In America we're trained to hate rich people. We're trained to hate people that's doing okay. Like, you see the library in the background with all those law books. Somehow people think I'm scamming. They think I'm a scam. You know, they rather believe that than to believe that maybe me personally, I need to step my game up. Maybe if he's doing that well, he's doing all of that, maybe I need to get on my shit. You know what I mean? They don't want to think like that. So they got to say, yo, that shit is fake. Oh, that's a scam. He probably in the library, someone else's library instead of his house.
Man. Nah.
I met a dude this weekend, right, at the seminar. And he said he was looking at some of the paperwork I had, and he had Googled one of the addresses that I had on the paperwork. So when he seen the house, see, y'all never get the address to where I actually live. Y'all get the addresses to, like, my cousin's house or one of my rental properties, right? So he seen the property, and he was like, man, this is all fucked up and beat up. And the funny thing is, a Google Maps wasn't updated. He was looking at how it was when I bought the crib, not after I did the work. You know what I mean? So, but he said, yo, that nigga was lying, but I still rolled with you. And then I found out later, nah, you wasn't lying.
Man.
So, you know, people are just skeptical. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then, too, I mean, like, what you think, for one, anybody that has listened to you, especially over some shows that, like, where you really break stuff down, like, it kind of knocked that out the window because, like, the way you teach, you always are referring to something. And it's like, that's the way even motherfuckers that go to school, like, with bibliographies and pointing to sources. Like, you never just get on with something and, like, go off.
I ain't
or,
never giving
like,
you my
just
own
talking.
Opinion about nothing, man. I'm showing y'all what they said.
And not even that. Like, even there's some people that'll read something, right, and they'll be trying to break down, like, say, for instance, the Trust and Indenture Act. They'll try to explain it from their perspective, but it's like, even that's not good because it's like, at the end of the day, if you read it, tell me where you got it from. I don't need your interpretation of what you read it, especially if you're not, like, I don't know what you're basing your interpretation off of.
This is why I read it directly with y'all. I put it in the chat, right? And then any words that we know we don't know, we look up the words while I'm talking about it. We're looking up the words, you know what I mean? So y'all know, do y'all agree with my interpretation of it? Because this is what it means to me. This is what I see. And so, because I look at it like, when I'm doing something on the radio and teaching a lesson, we're studying together. You see what I'm saying? We're actually studying.
Yeah.
There's no excuse that someone could come along and tell y'all, oh, Jonah's bullshit and he's wrong. He didn't teach it right or da-da-da. How's that possible when I read it with you, we looked up the definitions together and came to the conclusion together? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then
for
also
me, I think
people.
All my shit is undebatable.
Yeah, and then too, this is a meeting of the trust or the confederation, whatever it's gonna be.
Right.
But another thing, I've been looking like the last week, I've been trying to find the Treasury EIN, and I've been looking back for shows. I think
Go up on Facebook, and it's all in my Facebook. I mean, I give that number up so many times. I kind of keep on realizing there's new people that don't have that EIN. We have a whole list of EIN.
I had it, but I had written it down, and I guess I just misplaced it or something. I don't even know.
Right.
But,
I don't really know it by heart no more. I know it's a 5-2 dash something or another, but I don't know it by heart.
Yeah.
I haven't used it in years. You know what I mean?
Hey, let's see. Yeah. I already know. I'm just keep looking. But I'm going to tell you what I always tell people.
Go in the archives and you're going to find it. But
someone
is going to put that number in the chat, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm on the road, though, so I'm not even going to be able to to see it. I'll just keep looking. But I'm going to one of my mailboxes right now, but I'm just on the road.
Man, you go. Let me find out you're going on a booty call.
Nah, man. I'm trying to get my comments together. I'm out in the Bay Area, so it's a little bit harder. You gotta have a little bit more money just to be on Instagram.
Wow.
Like it's It costs more to stay out here than to do in New York. It's the most expensive place in America.
Wow. So let me ask you a question. Why are you there?
I'm from here. I'm from Oakland. I'm not leaving my
home. I don't give a damn.
I'm gonna find a way.
And I was doing great while I lived in New York. I had a little cleaning company. I had about 5 doctor's offices that I cleaned. I was making good money, my own business. And when I came down to Atlanta, seeing how people were living here, yo, they were living much better. I said, I'm the fuck up out of New York. And right decision, man. Sometimes you got to bounce, man.
Yeah. And then I didn't think about it.
All that money don't make no sense. Now, the thing is, I could afford to be in New York right now with no problem. But guess what? I couldn't have the same lifestyle. Where am I going to live in New York where I have enough room in my house, a building or whatever, where I can park 10 cars? You see what I'm saying? Where I'm going to have it, where I'm going to have gazebos and shit, basketball courts, all that shit outside in New York. That's mine. It's personal. You know what I mean? I would have to go to, a health club or something. You know what I mean?
Hey, once we get a little further, I'm pretty sure you will.
I am going to get a couple of condos and a high rise, but I'm still going to always have a family house where, you know, the kids can come and we can have family meetings and all that.
Yeah, I like it down south. I've been all through down south. But mm-hmm. I like it out here too.
One thing I love about New York is it's a walking city. I never had to work out like that because I was always working out just by living there, walking around, doing stuff. Here, you gotta make a conscious effort to hit the gym or to jog or something like that.
Yeah, man. I wanted to ask something about the, in terms of,
hurry up. We only got an hour. Okay. And, you know what I mean?
I know.
And it is.
Yeah. Okay. So, for the correction of nationality. The important things are to have the non-UCC done before you do all that, right?
Yes, you wanna. It's kind of like, say for instance, your mom's died and you didn't have the will done, right? Now it's gonna go through the
probate.
The county. You're gonna do probate, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, so it's the same thing with straw man. You got to get all that done before you start asking for that money, or else they ain't going to give it to you. It's going to be the situation as with your moms. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then also, does that help the non-UCC? Does that help in terms of, like, just regular, in the process, regular lawsuits, too?
Yeah, I've never used it that way. I'm only going by exactly what the UCC says about it. You know what I mean? Now, probably you could, but that's almost the same as when people bring in the UCC into court and be like, yo, I'm the secure party creditor, right? I ain't never seen that work for no one.
But I thought the whole purpose of, like, basically, like, taking over the...
See, here we go. Here we go. Let me say it again. I just said it last week. All right? Y'all have gotten the wrong impression that y'all are the absolute owner of it, right? It's not true. You have the title to the straw man birth certificate, right? And the county still got a title. That's where you got yours from. So if we're talking about a car, who the fuck's the owner? Y'all both got to go to court, and then it has to be argued on who's the actual owner. Authentication and all that only gives you a claim. It doesn't make you the absolute owner, because there's still two people that can make the claim that they're the owner, the county and you.
Okay. And that's
remember,
that's different.
When you authenticate, it says it's on par with the original birth certificate. It didn't say it was superior.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's different. That's completely different than the actual nationality.
Yeah,
right?
I've always told y'all what y'all became is the holder in due course.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah. Well, great question,
all right,
man. Great question.
I'm going to keep studying. I'm going to try to find that EIN.
Yeah, to get the gist of it, of why you have to do it, and what it does for you. You know what I mean? Because the problem is there's a lot of people that's teaching authentication, and they didn't do the research. It came from me. I did the research, so I know what it can and can't do. And a lot of people are giving y'all false hopes, like, yeah, it's over. You became the owner. It don't work that way. But peace, God. Great question. All right, I'm going to 619-655. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. What's good?
Just chilling, man. Getting back from the seminar. You know, voice a little work, but, you know, I'm drinking my water. I probably need to hit some lemons. You know, doing all the talking I do, I almost feel like I'm a singer or something, man. You know what I mean? My voice is strange.
I dig it. You know, I mean, you're giving out great knowledge, you know what I'm saying, educating us. You know what I mean?
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Now, I put in the chat real quick before me and you get into it. It's called Texas Comet. And I put it in. It said it last hit at 1811, the year 1811. And it told you it takes 3,065 years is every time it comes. I want y'all to know that is extremely close to when they say Nibiru comes.
Nibiru. Really?
Yes. And the thing is, this comet, every time it comes, destroys the planet. Catastrophe. I want y'all to read about it. I want y'all to know this is an ongoing thing. I want y'all to know your ancestors wasn't beat by anyone in war. If they were, it was a war with the climate. It was a war with the elements, Mother Nature. But just had to put that in there. So what's going on?
Nothing. I was actually I was looking through my notes, and I had a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I was also going through like your archives and everything, and I was wondering if you could actually go back into the National Currency Act. He actually put in some good work on it a long time ago.
Right. Oh, shit, man. I promise you I'll do another show real soon on it. That information is not in my brain right now, because that was years ago, man. That's about 2-3 years ago I did that show.
I know. It was actually an excellent show.
Now, when I was doing that show, that's when I was helping people discharge. I was helping people with their foreclosures and all that. And we were still, some people would win, a lot of people would lose. So I had to get to the nitty gritty of the problem, which is how they got you registered as a United States citizen. And that's why a lot of suits we don't win, because they have it where you can't win. It's written inside the 14th Amendment. You can't beat them if you have that title of United States citizen. Like, we went over someone's appeal this weekend in a seminar, and it 100% said, in this appeal, your nationality is a United States citizen. They said you are a national of United States. You are a United States citizen. So when all these motherfuckers, when Hakeem talk about, oh, your nationality is American. No, it's not.
What?
It's not.
Hakeem said that shit?
Hakeem said that dumb shit.
Stupid ass motherfucker.
I said, yo, they have you written down as a United States citizen. And that's what you got to come up out of, because that United States citizenship is under the 14th Amendment. And the 14th Amendment is how they changed your jurisdiction. You are in the jurisdiction of a corporation, a piece of paper. So when I go back into the National Currency Act, I'm going to break it down. See, you got to understand, they didn't have you under U.S. citizenship when they did the National Currency Act. It was before the 14th Amendment took effect. So to get the power of the National Currency Act, you got to be outside of that designation. That's what it comes down to. So when I do it over, I will upgrade the teaching.
Right.
Show you how it applies to you once we get to nationality. That's why I say nationality is the key to everything. It's the most important thing.
Okay. Yeah, I remember you actually. Going over, because you said you don't like dealing with like mortgages and everything like that. I'm gonna be used to help people with their housing.
Too many people lose because they're still under that status of 14th Amendment, and mortgages is the hardest case to do out of all of them. Any case, any case that's in court, that's the hardest one.
Because the United States don't want to give up the property, right?
Right. I was, I had a company. My office was on Peachtree, right?
Hmm.
And all we did was help people with their mortgages, foreclosure, right? So I fought 1,000 cases, man. And I only won 10. I said, man, I can't do this no more. I can't do this shit no more. People paying me all this money, and I deserve it because it's so hard to do. I'm working for it. But no one wants to buy shit and it didn't work. No one likes that.
That's true. Right.
The only ones that can get away with giving them money and they didn't do shit for you is lawyers.
Absolutely.
Right? But the people hold me at a higher standard. I couldn't get. How long do you think I could get away with that, having them badass numbers? I mean, I told them the truth and showed them the wins. And I always told them, yo, most people don't win. But, yo, them people were mad at me. They actually would act like I lost their house. I'm like, nigga, you don't know you lost the house because you didn't pay the bill? You know what I mean? I gave you a chance to try to save the house, but you didn't lose the house because of me, man. Don't get that shit twisted. It wasn't my responsibility to pay that mortgage. You know what I mean? So a lot of our people don't treat each other right. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
They would never have blamed a white lawyer for losing their house. I'm like, yo, I told you. You a 14th Amendment. It ain't easy for you to win. They let some people go by, some people didn't. I remember when I used to shut foreclosures down with a QRW. I remember when I used to shut it down with just a interrogatories. Ask some questions. You know, basically like the third party debt collector letter, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it worked and then it stopped working all of a sudden one day. You know what I mean? So I can't be responsible for that. I gave you what worked.
Yeah, you can't help them change up stuff.
Right. Y'all out of y'all mind if y'all think they're going to let everyone get to it. You think they let everyone get their house? They won't have no government no more. They wouldn't be in control no more. They're not going to do that.
Right.
So that's the reality. So I said, with all the people being disappointed and all that, and only a few people are happy, and I was stressed out because of all of that. Because, you know, I wanted people to win their house, but, you know, what? It ain't possible. And then I told motherfuckers, shit, I got foreclosed on. If I could stay my own, how do you think I can guarantee saving yours? That's awesome. If I was going to win any of them for sure, I would make sure I won my own for sure. There's no way to win that.
Whoa. So, yeah, that's hello?
Yeah, I
okay. That's why I got out of it, because, you know, it was just too tough to win for people, you know?
And I know it's
seeing people lose their stuff. If I don't think I can do the job, I'm not going to do it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to take your money.
Yeah, just like you tell us, if you don't know anything about it, you can't tell us about it.
Right.
Same difference.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, once I, you know, summed it all up and seen how many action wins I had and how many action cases I fought, I said, man, I'm out of here. I'm not doing this shit anymore.
I don't blame you. I mean, it's a tough deal, man, you know.
Yeah. I'm relatively an honest person, man, so I can't do it. I treat others as I want to be treated. So
absolutely.
I didn't want to be taking people's money knowing they were going to lose their house. So I stopped telling them that. Towards the end of me shutting that business down, I started telling people, yeah, I can get you time. I can get you a lot of time, but I can't save your house. You know what I mean? I can get you in your house or stay in your house about a year or two. What you need to do is save up money, like you're paying a mortgage, even if it's only $500 a month. Put that to the side. Instead, by the time you get foreclosed on, your neighbor's getting foreclosed on, you can buy their house with cash.
What?
That's the advice I gave people, but too many people would not do it. All they did was take all the money and make their life better. Went and bought new cars, go out partying, eating too more, going on vacations. So then when the day came, they'd still get kicked out and then be looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, nigga, I told you. Why'd you do that? Yo, I always planned on doing it. I just thought I was going to have more time. I'm like, yo, you had a year and change. What are you talking about? A year and change of living for free. You could have saved money. Why didn't you? But that's the problem. People lose their house. Yeah, people lose their house from being irresponsible. You know what I mean? Not having a budget for their money. It's rare that people are losing their house because they don't make any money. They lost a job or whatever. That's rare. You know, in my experience. In my experience, it's rare. Like, even when I, like I said, when I lost my house, I got foreclosed on. We had more than enough money. That's how we jumped into the new one, right? But I didn't think I was going to lose.
Okay.
Yeah, especially when they came to me to make a deal, you know what I mean? My mortgage was like $2,000, And it was like, yo, we'll knock your mortgage down to 500.
Oh, shit.
Right. I didn't take the deal. Now, you know what I tell people when they come with that deal, take that damn deal.
I know. I remember.
Because I'm giving you my experience now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, that was them compromising with your ass. They was like, all right, I don't want to go through it. You don't want to go through it. Let's agree to this. And, yeah.
Yeah, I should have taken the deal when I lost my damn car, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, that was you?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, nigga, I begged you to take that deal.
Oh, no, you talking about the other brother.
The other brother, okay.
Yeah. It's similar, but not the same.
Man, I begged that brother to take that damn deal.
Yeah, he was like, damn, I should have taken the deal, man. You know, you know,
now,
I mean,
you know, he's going to be the one telling people, yo, take the deal.
See, absolutely.
Because he learned what I learned.
Exactly. You always learn the hard way, you know, when you don't see the opportunity the first time.
Yeah, you know. I told you, we really learn from mistakes. The problem with
most
people is they try not to make mistakes. That's the problem. You make your mistakes, you're going to become better. You're going to be able to navigate whatever it was that you was going through much better.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why I told y'all, I'm 90% failure. 90% failure, you know. So there's a lot of people, like, they want to get their nationality done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever they're trying to get the certificate of non-citizen national,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, the court order on the state level. They need both, right? And they got to understand, to study that shit, really be prepared. It's so much easier doing it right the first time. Because what the courts do is they keep a record of what you've done. And they'll put you in a certain category when you try to come back and correct it. You see what I'm saying? We're talking about they'll have the same judge turning you down, and you didn't give it to no other judge to look at. You know what I mean? That's what they like to do.
So,
motherfucker, be careful. Work on it. Take it extremely serious. Is so much easier to do it right the first time.
You're right.
Very important.
Now, you know, when you learn from your failure, you know what I'm saying, you're learning what not to do every time that you mess up.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Now, with certain stuff, you can't really do that.
That's the only way to get it done. Sometimes that's the only way to get it done. But, you know, most of the time, people fuck up because they're rushing. They didn't have full understanding of shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they start doing shit according to the way they think of. Like I said, at the seminar, we was looking at my brother's appeal. And he was close, but key shit he had messed up on. Key shit, he tried to do what I told him to do, but his understanding of what I was telling him to do was lacking. The definitions of his word. Like, he stepped to the court and said, you can't have no special law. Right?
Yeah.
Well, what he was using, what he was trying to say wasn't special law. It was ex post facto law.
I was about to say that.
Now, the judge destroyed him because he said special law. Because the judge was like, this law applies to everyone in the state. There is no special class of people we're using it on. We're using it, applying it to everybody. And the judge was 100% correct, right? And the law was, when they were asking him to do, when you doing a name change, he was asking him for a CSI report or whatever, you know, the report that shows if you got felonies or any type of record or whatever. They was going after niggas with misdemeanors too, right?
Oh shit.
And I was like, yo, you were supposed to put in ex post facto, and you supposed to say in that same constitution, you were supposed to tell them they can't do corruption of the blood. By telling you, if you got any type of motherfucking records, and they can turn you down for changing your name because you got a misdemeanor is corrupting your blood, which goes against the Constitution. I'm like, yo, you were supposed to come get a consultation from me so I could look over your paperwork, and I would have caught all of that, right? Now, also, he messed up because he gave them the United States Constitution instead of his state.
Oh, shit.
I keep on telling y'all, the state is the republic. You got to use the republic's constitutions. You see what I'm saying? So he kind of rushed it and made mistakes. Can he come back from that? Yeah. And it was cool because I learned from how they're going to respond to shit. You know what I mean? I learned a lot from it. But he's going to have a real tough time when he goes back in and starts it all over.
Yeah, because it's not going to be as easy as it would have been the first time.
Yes, he's going to earn that shit, right? So a lot of people aren't taking responsibility for them not studying enough their mistakes. Oh, this shit fucked up. I don't think this shit really works. Yes, it do. I got over 100 people that got through. Right?
Word.
So working, right? It didn't work for you. But hasn't it always been that way? Didn't it happen like that with the injunction? If you don't do the shit right, it won't work. Law is precise, man. Law is precise. So you got to be... And another thing he did was everything he was saying, he did not have proof. Y'all know what I tell y'all. Anything that can be proven must be proven. That's a maxim of law. I'm like, yo, you can't quote nothing from anything without having that document there and make them take judicial notice of it. You see what I'm saying? And I tell y'all that every week. Every week I give y'all the same rules, but, you know.
Sometimes, you know.
Shit until it applies to them.
I was about to say.
Yeah, you know I mean?
I was about to say that.
Yeah, they ready for it when it applied. When it didn't apply to them, they couldn't hear it. You know?
You're right.
It's just human emotions. That's how it is.
You actually just helped me out because a friend of mine actually wanted me to work on his case. He's actually trying to remove a felony off his record.
Right.
And
that's dope.
You know what I'm saying? That actually really helped. Yeah.
Yeah. That's dope. Absolutely. Yeah, that's corruption of blood. When they talking about you got a felony, and yo, once you pay your debt to society, the Constitution say you free. But this motherfucking under this 14th Amendment, they try to hold you to that shit forever, even if you got it when you were 16, and you could be 40. You see what I'm saying? That's corruption of blood. You know.
You just reminded me.
That's
I got some stuff on my record.
I
got to clear.
This is why I always tell y'all, y'all got to use that Constitution, man. That Constitution
absolutely
will get you out of shit. But, you know,
right,
them patriot motherfuckers keep on telling y'all, Constitution suspended, Constitution don't work. You know the dumb shit
bullshit
they say.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. I'm like, damn it, everything I've ever taught was constitutional based and got people remedied. After all, I'm the king of remedies, so hell yeah, that's all I've used.
Absolutely.
What do you mean it don't work? Who told you that? What proof you got of that? But that's what I be telling y'all. People come in with their opinions. Nigga, anyone can have an opinion. Show me the document that said that the Constitution was suspended. And it don't work.
I'm about to say it's like an asshole.
Facts.
Say right.
Anything? You got anything else, brother? It's been wonderful talking to you.
Absolutely. I have one question. I actually was, like I was saying, I was going through my notes, and I don't remember. It's like a long ass time ago, but I don't remember where I found it. But it says, and before the judge says it, you know, you're going into court or whatever, and it says court is, you know, they usually say, you know, all rise, you may be seated, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Court is now in session, but if they don't say court is now convened, you can actually say it first and then dismiss all cases with prejudice and then adjourn.
Yeah, that's a little commerce trick, right? They ain't expecting it no more. I'd like you to go in and try it, but I don't think they're going to do it. What's the name now? They're more seasoned, so-called sovereign citizens.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So... Okay. They make them all for work to get off.
Yeah.
I remember this was like 10, 12 years ago. Yo, you could walk in with your, this was before I even taught authentication. You could walk in with your birth certificate, hand it to them, and they'll dismiss the case.
What?
And when you ask them, when they ask for the name, you say the person y'all looking for is right here.
Wow.
Hand them a birth certificate. And they used to
is that fucking
them.
Easy?
It was. You know, everyone was able to duplicate that, so what did they do? Shut that shit down.
Absolutely.
You
know
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
what I'm
saying. They ain't going to let motherfuckers... Yeah, they ain't going to let a bunch of people come in and do that. That's going to work for the first, I would say, three people. After that, oh, yeah, that's gone.
Okay. And see, like I said, you know, I got to help this brother.
I said earlier, they would have to shut that down because anyone and everyone would get off. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they can't have that. You being able to do that easy shit, anyone, not going to happen.
They ain't going to make their money that way.
They ain't going to make their money. They're not going to have control of their government. It's all about keeping the masses in control, right? So, if the masses could do that, be anarchy. No control.
Right.
Government is all about controlling the people. That's how the government survives and makes its money. So a lot of people aren't looking at the big picture when it comes to government, man. They wild.
Okay. All right. And is it okay if I go through the list just to make sure I have everything right?
Thank you. What'd you say, brother?
I was going to ask, is it okay if I go through the list, make sure I have everything that I'm going to need to help him out with?
Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to have him authenticate his birth certificate, do the 5.1 constitutional challenge. I'm going to show him how to present himself in court, judicial notice of the Constitution, motion to be heard. I'm going to have him get his own damn stenographer because, you know, you want to have
absolutely.
Your own.
One of the most important things. Which a lot of people won't do because it costs so much.
True. It's very fucking expensive.
Yes, it is.
Shit. But it's worth it, though, when you look at it long.
Yeah, because now you have a court of record. If you don't get the stenographer, you don't have a court of record. What you have is a board meeting for a corporation. And a board meeting don't have to share their notes with you.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm going to have him copyright his name.
Yup.
I'm going to have him do a precision of signature.
Absolute.
I know that's like one. I remember, I think it was last week, you said that's like the most important motherfucking thing to do is you have everybody do it, a precision of signature, no matter
what it
is.
Listen, man. I've always told y'all that, but I didn't tell y'all up front with it because, you know, this was when you doing them GSA bonds, I've always had y'all do rescission of signature, right? Now, the problem was people weren't using the GSA bonds no more, so I didn't bring it up front. So I'm like, yo, whether you using them bonds or not, put that in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. And I have a motion to dismiss.
Yup.
Pagliari
versus Trinsky so that the lawyers can't come in and say shit.
Exactly. I actually have that as the last. I had to make sure that, because I forgot about that shit, so I had to put it under everything else.
Okay. Got
but, all right. And I have an injunction already ready for him because I have mine ready. I mean, I actually am going to get a consultation just to double check and make sure.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And, from what you said the other day, Attorney General, because he's gonna be dealing with the Attorney General, and then
right.
Have him send it to the should I say have him send it to the U.S. DOT or just the DOT? Which
I thought the U.S. DOT and DOT was one and the same. I thought.
Oh, I ain't gonna front with you. I didn't know. And I thought it was like two separate, like you know.
I could be wrong myself, but I don't think I am.
You're probably not. And
yeah, I thought they were one in the same.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. So, I figured I'd, throw it out there.
Well, that's why I told y'all. Normally, when y'all send it to the boss of the DOT, that's why it goes all over the country, because the DOT is the U.S. government, and they deal with them damn truckers.
Yep. I know too many truckers. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
I actually was a trucker agent also.
Right. So, okay. Yeah, that's my viewpoint on it.
Okay. And I'm going to make sure
now
you
my injunction works so well. Because I was one of the first to ever do it. I was the first, actually. I think Joey was the second. Khalifa was the third. But anyway, my shit really worked really, really well because I was the first. And my shit is all over because of that. Now, that's what I was saying, that as more people do it and time goes on, they stop sending it everywhere to every other agent. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I first did mine, it was guaranteed they sent it all over the country. Now they ain't doing that shit no more. They have your shit locally. You know what I mean? So I would say for all y'all that wants it all over the country, time to switch up a little bit. Why don't y'all send it to three different states and three different counties in those states? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that would be enough to make it go all over the country, no matter what.
Now I'm in Virginia.
Yeah, you in a tough
state. Exactly.
Because it's connected to Washington. Half the cops follow, half the cops don't. I ain't nothing I can do about that shit.
Okay. I just had to. I just had to make sure.
See, the problem is, this is why I told y'all, when y'all doing the Virginia and the Maryland, you have to send it to the president, the attorney general of the United States. You have to send it to the provost marshal of the United States. Because those, and to keep it gully with you, to keep it 100 with you. You really, if you in Virginia, you need to do Virginia, Washington, and Maryland, because depending on where you at, the jurisdiction belongs to one of those other places.
Ain't that a bitch?
Especially in Washington. You know what I mean? Because Virginia and Maryland ceded land over to make Washington, D.C., some of those counties still belong to Virginia and Maryland. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
So,
I'm out here in the beach.
If I lived there, I would do all three just to really keep myself safe.
Okay. I'll make sure that I have them do that. I'm going to do that myself also.
Right. See, no one's ever heard me say that. This is the first time I've told y'all that.
You're not bullshit, dog. I don't think I've ever heard you say that.
Yeah, I've never because I always was like, shit, it ain't my problem. And then I was like, yo, I'm going to keep it going. I held it back because of them. They lived in that area. I held it back because they wanted to act like they knew more than me. So I was like, all right, figure it out then.
Some motherfuckers don't shit, 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 dog.
So now that them niggas ain't around, I can give y'all the key.
It's much appreciated, dog. It's much appreciated.
No doubt, God.
You know what I'm saying? I'll make sure I throw in that corruption of blood. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Listen, man. I'm not saying you could win it. What I am saying is you got a great fucking chance of winning it by doing it that way. Like I said, every remedy we've gotten has been from the Constitution. You know, but
absolutely,
a lot of them niggas try not to listen to the Constitution. You know what I mean? So I think Wednesday I will go into the Charlie Sprinkle shit and break down how y'all can sue.
Word.
That
would be awesome.
I might complete that lesson. I know. You know, everyone's in the archives now. Yo, nigga. All right. Then, but you didn't finish that. What's up? And now I think it's time because since we're working so hard to do our nationalities, we're going to need to know how to get at them.
I mean, shit, we need all the firepower we can get, and we know we got the guns right here. You know what I'm saying? Talking to Miss Bay, you know, the King of Remedy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we know we're gonna go. Yeah, absolutely, man. Shit, I mean, look, not only myself, but you know, my tribe, my brothers, they've actually, you know, and I remember you talking to my brother Sabir. He with his injunction. You know what I'm saying? My brother Daniel. He actually doing, you know, the CPNs. He's doing very well. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're actually putting it work, and it's because of your teaching, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you, brother.
What is it? No problem, man. I mean, shit. What did you say? Follow the motherfucking script, Dan Pena.
Follow the motherfucking script. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, all
right, peace, God. We're talking.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I'm going to take one more call and fuck up out of here, man. 301-272. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What up, God?
Man, Jonah, what it do, man?
You know, I'm just sitting here, you know, nursing my throat, And doing my job, B. Sitting here, wonderful, magnificent, great.
I can dig it. I appreciate you doing your job, dope. So, look, I had typed a question into the chat. I don't know if you saw it, but I had used Hakeem's driver's license technique with his webinar joint that he created.
Yes.
That shit down here in Maryland got shut the fuck down ASAP. No happenings with that. I also turned that declaration into a vital statistics declaration for my son, who I had here in the house, but that shit got shut down. Vital Statistics sent me some shit in the mail saying they created a birth record regardless of the fact that I didn't sign any paperwork or give them nothing. Hakeem said he was going to use me as a guinea pig and, you know, try to work with me, but he told me to call him. When I called him, dude didn't even answer his phone.
Well, you know,
right?
Emails are not war, right?
Yeah, I know. I know you shut it down, but then I know everything that he learned from you. So if I'm gonna get some information
now,
on how to fix it,
you're about to be upset. I will work with you to try to get you some type of remedy, but I never believed in that. I never endorsed that. The reason why, because I mean, you have their document, driver's license, and saying that you're not a part of them. How can you do that? That's mixing public and private, if you ask me. But, you know.
I can dig it. I wouldn't be mad if I can't get that fixed. Fuck
like exactly. I mean, how do you, like, I've said this a million times. People do it, and I've seen it work for them. But how do you be private and public? Why? How do you have a driver's license, but yet you're claiming you're not a driver when in your injunction?
True.
You see what I'm saying? True. This is why I told. This is why I was like, "Yo, come get a private ID from me." You know what I mean? So you're not in that system. You show them a private driver's license from Panama. With your IDP and your car's in a trust, you don't have no issues, right? But if you hand them that shit, which is supposed to be, what, a national, you're supposed to have a driver's license that's a national, I just don't see how the officer is going to know you're a national. You see what I'm saying? The very license tells them you have a contract with them.
Facts.
You know.
Fact.
So I like I said, I could help you try to get you some remedy with it, but I really
fuck that shit. Fuck it. I ain't impressed with that shit. At the end of the day, what's more important is my son and his mom. Mom is from Germany. She had my son here. He don't got nothing, and mom has only a German birth certificate, so I need to sew that up. Fuck that driver's license.
Right. Now, you're the father, right?
Correct.
All you got to do is go ask them for a what's the name? All you need is the hospital records and all that to prove he was born here, and you're the father, and he has your nationality.
The hospital didn't put his name on shit.
I understand. It has baby, whatever your last name or her last name is.
Nah. It don't even have baby on there. How they created the records at the hospital, it's just mom's name on there. It doesn't even say what she was in there for.
What? Get that again.
On all of the records or anything from the hospital, it don't say mom had no baby. It don't say mom was there to be treated to have a baby. It does not mention baby. Nowhere. It's almost like she came in there to be treated for whatever reason.
Nah,
they didn't write it down.
You're going to have to do a FOIA letter. They got it in that record. You're going to have to FOIA them for all the records.
Okay. And when the birth certificate thing was created, the little paper came in the mail, and it said that her name is on there, but his name is on there as unknown, or it's not even there at all.
That's cool. My daughter's birth certificate is unknown. Baby Scott.
Okay. His don't say nothing on it, and no L or nothing. So should I go and get a record
of course it don't say no L. Hers don't say no L. Like I said, I got experience in that. I tell people to go to the fucking hospital and don't name the baby. That ain't no biggie.
Okay.
You're going to take the birth certificate that they have, and it's a process that's called legitimizing. You're going to legitimize your own son. All right?
Okay.
Look into it. Tomorrow, Google that shit tonight and call them. You know what I mean? It ain't gonna be easy. We're gonna have to work at it. You gonna get it done. See what I'm saying? You gotta understand, like, your circumstances is brand new. I ain't never quite went through exactly your circumstances.
Would it be easier just to get my son his passport?
Well, you ain't going to be able to get it right now without doing some work to that birth certificate.
Okay. Because all I have is basically I use the Bible, and I wrote it down in the Bible from an old-ass Bible that was given to my people.
If you want to do the nationality of your son, the way it is now. I ain't against it. Just contact me, pay me the money, and we'll do it. If it doesn't go through, then we go back and do what I'm talking about now.
BC legitimized.
Right. But either way, I will get you your remedy.
And what about mom, considering the fact that she was born in Germany?
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that yet.
Okay, so she was born in Germany. She came here when she was 2.
I'm worried about the Aboriginal people, man. I ain't worked on that yet. My Mexican brothers and sisters and other Hispanic people and Haitians and all that is waiting for me to come up with that. I ain't came up with that yet.
It doesn't matter that her mom was born here in Detroit.
See, she was supposed to be a dual citizen. She has it too. We could work on her shit too.
She does have dual citizenship. She does have that. I mean, but she has the social security number and a birth certificate from Germany.
I didn't know Germany had social security numbers.
No, when she came here, her mom married an American dude, and she came here and they gave her one when she was 2.
Okay, got you. See, this is my whole thing. Your wifey has papers to move around the world, right? I'm only doing what I'm doing with your kid, so your kid can move freely around the world with passports and shit like that. Other than that, I would say leave your motherfucking wife and your kid alone because they're already out of the system. You feel me? They are where we trying to get. You see what I'm saying? But the kid won't be able to get out of the country and move around the world without us doing what we're going to do for him.
I was just thinking getting mom's birth certificate for Germany. She was good. And then straightening my son out some type of
way. I had first did for Layla, I got mom's birth certificate, all of that, and we got her an England passport first. Now, how I created and did the certificate of non-citizen national was I did it for my kids first, so that they could also have an American passport or certificate.
Yeah, I remember that show where you were saying that you created it for Joe.
Yeah, you can.
From your door.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what I'm saying is you could do the same thing I did for my kids, except for it was in England. You know, you can get them a passport there, too, or for her.
So mom's getting my son a German passport would be okay, too.
That's what I'm saying to you. Guaranteed. I did it. Guaranteed.
And then I can get my own passport and come on the back end and also sew him up.
And then go
in
Germany. Yeah.
Got
you feel me?
Got it.
Your
got
goal
it.
Is to have at least. Like 7 passports to 7 different countries on that Jason Bourne shit. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You won't be able to move under the radar. But yeah, all right, we'll talk about it again, brother. Peace, God.
I'm gonna get a consultation with you. One more question, JB. One more.
All right.
They blocked all types of ways for me to file the nationality in court. I took it in there, of course. The gatekeepers was all on my ass, wouldn't let me get it in. So I thought I was slick. I mailed the shit to the judge. These motherfuckers is telling me they can't even find my shit. Nowhere in the courtroom, courthouse, nothing.
Because you didn't give it to the court. You gave it to the judge. You got to mail it to the clerk of court and tell them the precipice of the court. And you send it directly to the real clerk of the court, which means Google who's real clerk of the court. They got a constitutional oath to file that shit. You understand?
Gotcha.
Now, you
got to
send it registered mail and make sure the motherfucker signed for it.
Now, here in Maryland, should I also, when I quote out of the state's constitution, also – use the Republic Constitution too? Because Maryland's Constitution says that they abide by the United States Constitution first, then the state's Constitution.
Listen, here's the funny shit. If you don't use the Maryland and you bring in the United States, they're going to ignore that one.
No, I'm saying use both at the same time.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're going to have to bring in the Maryland to bring in the United States. You're going to have to bring in both. They're playing games. And the reason they're not, because you got both jurisdictions there.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's why they're saying that in the Constitution. You got it?
Got you.
All right, then. Peace, God.
Peace.
Now, someone asked me, what about the United States passport card, when you have that and you showing that as ID? Listen, man. All right, y'all ready? I know that when you did that, you did it under the Republic, and your explanatory statement has your jurisdiction down of who you are, and you're not a U.S. citizen, right? But you got to understand what I'm talking about. When you're in front of a cop does not have access to the federal computers. So when you hand him that card, immediately he's going to be thinking, U.S. citizen. Now, how do I know that to be true? Okay. Joey got that card, he went to test it out. He also had his passport, right? Now, Joey's injunction works beautifully. This nigga made a mistake and went into Canada, had weed in the car, got caught. They in the what's the name, being held, about to be locked up. They found that injunction. They let him go with the weed and all that, him and Soup. This was in Michigan, because Michigan is, you come down the wrong road, you be in Canada, right? Joey been through all types of shit, getting caught with weed. And never got no ticket, never got arrested, none of that shit, right? Well, when he used his passport and gave it to the cop gave him a ticket. Out of 5 years, got a ticket. Because he was using his IDP, foreign license, and then they go check and see the injunction. Same way I roll, right? The one time he used a piece of ID was in their jurisdiction is the one time they got a daggone ticket. So my whole thing is, you don't want no tickets and all that. Always make yourself foreign to these people. In every way, foreign. So hopefully that answered your question, Green Gatling, you know what I mean? So that's what it is. Anyway, that's our show for today. I almost did a full fucking show, man. And y'all can hear my voice a little fucked up now. All right, so peace to the gods. Oh, and by the way, did I tell y'all, so when Joey got the ticket, you know, he was rolling dirty. His car wasn't registered or none of that shit, right? But when he was rolling like that before, when he was doing it totally private, no ticket. I'm just trying to tell y'all that if you give them something that they perceive is in their jurisdiction, then that causes you problems, you know? Now, you got to understand this. When you hand them the foreign shit, they pull up your name, automatically the injunction comes up. They think that's a part of you being foreign. So they really back the fucking fuck off, right? I just keep it foreign, my niggas. I just keep it foreign, all right? And y'all got to realize these people are going to come and try to change my lessons. And try to tell you they got a better way. Y'all gonna be the judge of that. and then y'all gonna come back to me telling me the bullshit, okay? But anyway, peace to the gods, man. Wonderful talking to y'all tonight, man. I'm out of here. I'll see y'all Wednesday, man. Peace.